Zadanie drugie.
One. One day my neighbor, Mr. Jones, invited me for a cup of tea. There was a painting in his living room which attracted my attention. Mr. Jones told me that in 1975 he had bought it for £32 at a sale. I don't know why, but when I went to work the next day, I checked our robbery files. Looking through them, I saw the painting from Mr. Jones's house. I learned that our department had been looking for that work by Paul Gauguin for years. We sent an expert to examine it, and he said that the painting was an original worth £10 million. The next day, Mr. Jones was questioned at the station by our chief inspector. Two.
When visiting the Peggy Guggenheim collection in Venice last year, I saw a painting of a black square with a white square inside it. I don't want to be rude, but for me its message was totally unclear. The guide explained that the squares had a symbolic meaning, but I just couldn't get it. Really, I think that artwork should speak for itself, like it used to.
Three. I wonder what you think about this portrait of a basketball player. To paint it, An Ming, a young artist from Shanghai, decided to use a basketball instead of an ordinary brush. And in the next room you will see works by disabled artists who use their feet or mouths to hold a brush. If you like our exhibition, post your opinion on our website and recommend it to friends. Just remember that it is on only until Friday. Any questions? If not, let's go to the next area. Four.
The Gardner Museum in Boston has doubled the reward for information pointing to the present whereabouts of the paintings which disappeared from its collection in 1990. As some of our listeners might remember, in the early morning of the 18th of March, two men dressed up as police officers walked into the museum. They attacked the security guards, tied them up, and got away with 13 paintings, which haven't been seen since then. The museum authorities and the police will welcome any information that might help to find them.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. One day my neighbor, Mr. Jones, invited me for a cup of tea. There was a painting in his living room which attracted my attention. Mr. Jones told me that in 1975 he had bought it for £32 at a sale. I don't know why, but when I went to work the next day, I checked our robbery files. Looking through them, I saw the painting from Mr. Jones's house. I learned that our department had been looking for that work by Paul Gauguin for years. We sent an expert to examine it, and he said that the painting was an original worth £10 million. The next day, Mr. Jones was questioned at the station by our chief inspector. Two.
When visiting the Peggy Guggenheim collection in Venice last year, I saw a painting of a black square with a white square inside it. I don't want to be rude, but for me its message was totally unclear. The guide explained that the squares had a symbolic meaning, but I just couldn't get it. Really, I think that artwork should speak for itself, like it used to.
Three. I wonder what you think about this portrait of a basketball player. To paint it, An Ming, a young artist from Shanghai, decided to use a basketball instead of an ordinary brush. And in the next room you will see works by disabled artists who use their feet or mouths to hold a brush. If you like our exhibition, post your opinion on our website and recommend it to friends. Just remember that it is on only until Friday. Any questions? If not, let's go to the next area. Four.
The Gardner Museum in Boston has doubled the reward for information pointing to the present whereabouts of the paintings which disappeared from its collection in 1990. As some of our listeners might remember, in the early morning of the 18th of March, two men dressed up as police officers walked into the museum. They attacked the security guards, tied them up, and got away with 13 paintings, which haven't been seen since then. The museum authorities and the police will welcome any information that might help to find them.